Margaret, exciting news. I am about to have a new baby nephew. And believe it or not, this will be my 13th nephew.
Amy, you're ready to give up your amateur status. You're a pro aunt at this point.
Our family has seen a lot of babies. And as soon as they start standing or walking, I send them all a whole lot of Pampers Cruisers 360.
Pampers Cruisers 360 don't have ordinary diaper tabs. Instead, they have a unique 360-degree stretchy waistband that moves with your newly mobile little one.
Pampers Cruisers 360 offer a gap-free fit that is up to 100% leak-proof, crucial once your baby is quite literally up and at 'em. And that gap-free fit helps prevent your baby from taking off their diaper, a habit you do not want them to get into.
You can say that again. And Pampers Cruisers 360 just got even better with a new blowout barrier. Need we even elaborate on the need for that, friends? For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
Download the Pampers Club app today and earn Pampers cash. Then redeem your Pampers cash for exclusive Pampers coupon savings and rewards.
Only redeemable via Pampers Club. Pampers cash has no cash value. Welcome to Ask Margaret from What Fresh Hell, Laughing in the Face of Motherhood. Solving today's parenting dilemmas, one question at a time. Today's question comes from Elizabeth, who asks, how do you tackle splitting time between family over the holidays with a newborn? Both sets of grandparents live in the same town, but how do we decide it's time to leave one place and go to the next, let alone it's already tough keeping up eating and napping schedules? Elizabeth, you've probably made some of your holiday plans already since the holidays are upon us, but I think this is a good overall question. It comes up at summer breaks. It comes up whenever you're visiting. Amy, as you may know, has grandparents that also live in the same hometown, so she's dealt with this and talked about it a little bit on the podcast, but I think there's some good overall guidelines, and I'm going to start with my touchstone on this, which is expectation management. I think it's important not to just do this freeform. Before you go, I think it's a great idea to have a conversation with all the people you are trying to see and try to make some sort of schedule beforehand. Amy tells a story about going home with her first when he was like a brand new, like couple week old baby. And she was at one set of grandparents and desperate to get to her own parents' house. And there was a snowstorm and they couldn't get there. And then they had to juggle everything. And so it's hard to make plans with a newborn. As you say, the newborn could get sick. The newborn could take a long nap. There's lots of different variables. But I think if you make a schedule before you go, it gives you a starting place to work from so that you say, we want to see everybody. We are so excited to spend time with y'all if you're going to my destination of Texas, or you guys if you're staying on the East Coast. But we want to sort of set a schedule so that we get to see everybody. And some people do a big Christmas Eve. Some people do a big Christmas Day. Some people have, you know, the big Thanksgiving meal, whatever it is you're visiting for. Some people might have a birthday if you're visiting over the summer. You try as much as you can to accommodate what is important to people. But at the end of the day, you are making these decisions and presenting them because it is your choice where you get to go. So practically, you and your spouse should make a schedule and present it to both sets of parents. We would love to spend Christmas Eve with you guys, Christmas morning with you guys, and then on Christmas night, maybe we all get together for the big Christmas dinner, or if that's not practical, we will spend Christmas night with this family and really break it down. Oh, because we got two Christmas events with this family, the day after we'll spend it with you guys. And you need to decide how much traveling you can handle with a little one. If they're close together, hopefully it's not that bad. But you need to decide how many outings and family time you can have. You may decide this year we'll stay with one family. Next year we'll stay with the other family. But I think the more you can confidently present this as a done deal with allowing for a little bit of things. So you might say, we're going to spend Christmas Eve with them, Christmas morning with you. Oh, but beloved cousin Barbara is only going to be there on Christmas night and she really wants to see the kids. Okay, so let's see. We might be able to move some pieces. and move that around, or we might not. So you are in charge of where you're going and how much time you are spending. And then if there are variations in the plan, like, oh, there was a snowstorm. Oh, we missed our special Christmas Eve time with you. Let's make that up by coming the day after Christmas. We're so sorry we missed it. But you kind of have the building blocks in place. And then if they get moved around, you can kind of move those particular blocks around. But it's not a full improvisation where you're starting every single conversation with everybody at what are we doing? Is everyone satisfied? Because spoiler alert, people are not going to be satisfied. Someone is going to end up feeling like, oh, they didn't respect me enough. They didn't spend enough time with me. Someone is going to make passive aggressive comments about how you never see them enough. Those things you're just going to have to wash over you because you have a plan. You've decided what's practical for you. You've built your building blocks. You have a little flexibility in how you can move them around. But basically, you guys are in charge of what makes you happy. And then when negativity comes into that, you just completely blank face it. Oh, I am so sorry. Hopefully next year we'll be able to do it a little bit differently. Or, oh, I am so sorry you feel that way. We love spending time with you. We've enjoyed our time with you so much, period. You don't get drawn into like, okay, she's mad, so now we need to give her more time. Nope. You have your blocks. So you're like, as you can see, we've blocked this out very specifically to see as many people as possible. I would say watch as the mom that you try and you make an effort to give really equal time and equal access to your in-laws, because it is natural to want to spend more time with your people. It's just natural. And so I would maybe watch that. And as you make the schedule, just keep an eye of like, am I really being kind of fair to everybody about how we break down our time? But my strong advice is go in with a strong plan that has a tiny bit of flexibility. If you can move those pieces and make everybody a little happier, great. But if you can't move those pieces, you're blank facing and saying, I am just so happy for the time we did get with you and what a wonderful holiday we all had. Elizabeth, I hope it works. I hope that helped. I hope you guys all have a really happy holiday season. And if you have questions for us, you can send them to questions@whatfreshhellpodcast.com. And you might hear myself or Amy answer your question on an upcoming episode. Thanks for listening.
When it comes to raising kids, there's so much to consider. Things like, what do we feed them? When do we feed them? How do they sleep? What does it look like to raise kind kids? How does their nervous system work? How do I keep myself calm? What are my triggers? There's so much that comes into play. And we are distilling all of that information for you at Voices of Your Village podcast, where we bring experts in the field of early childhood and education and psychology and across the board so that you don't have to comb the internet for information. You get to show up and hang out and have shame-free, judgment-free conversations and insights into what it looks like to raise kind, empathetic, emotionally intelligent humans. I'm Alyssa Blask Campbell. I have a master's degree in early childhood education. I'm a mom of two, and I am walking this journey right alongside you doing this work. Come hang out with me at Voices of Your Village, and we can dive into real conversations with actionable tips.
Are you overwhelmed by the things that get in the way of you doing what you want to do? Are you looking for ways to simplify life to better align with your values? Do you want to create space in your schedule so you have room for more of the good stuff? Play, joy, relationships, gratitude, and more? If you answered yes to any of these questions, I invite you to check out Edit Your Life, a podcast to help you edit the unnecessary from your life so you have more room to enjoy the awesome. Through episodes with me, Christine Coe, and a range of super smart, compassionate, and thoughtful guests, you'll come away with big picture insights and practical ways to declutter your home, schedule, and mental space without getting bogged down by perfection. I have always believed that small moments and actions matter tremendously. My goal is to help you find agency and space in your life through doable baby steps that will leave you feeling accomplished instead of overwhelmed. Check out Edit Your Life wherever you enjoy your podcasts.